This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's the definition of the word? Healing, health, natural, I don't even know. I can't figure out the words and their definitions because I'm waiting for the Fear and Death Administration to tell me what they mean. This is how sad it's become to be an American. We can't know what words mean unless by government decree, especially when it comes to health and healing, they tell you. We're going to get to that in just a moment. It's ridiculous. 15 not-so-healthy things, habits to avoid, some which are approved by the FDA. We got a magnesium story. We love our Ease Magnesium from Activation Products, but a study is going to try and claim that maybe magnesium doesn't do what we know it does. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. And then more inspiration from you. Comments of the day. We got a comment of the day coming in, and this is almost, it'll be a little different than, because it's not necessarily about a product, it's about information, it's about posture. And I don't even mean chiropractic posture.
It's the same, though. I mean, it was the information that led to the product, right?
I suppose. I don't know what product it is. I don't even remember if there was a product involved. But we'll get to it.
No. You were making a comparison between one and the other.
Oh.
And it was they were both information.
I'm still put off by your willingness
Come
to breastfeed.
On,
I'm sorry. You know, he won't do a coffee enema, but if I could, all right. I'll get over it. It's okay. Just give me a little time. Be patient with me. So links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can check them out right now if you'd like to be part of the show. Call us up. Ben's on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We might even answer it while we're live on the air. Now, what is this FDA? They're meeting. It's enough with the meetings. Another thing I'd love Trump to say is we're disbanding the FDA. Tom Price is going to see to it that freedom is restored to the states appropriately and that if you have a dietary supplement, you will now be free to speak truthfully based on the science that you have access to. You can't deceive people. You can't lie to them, but the drug companies do that already. Freedom of speech has been restored. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm just living these. I don't know if they're like non-pipe dreams or something going, you know what, wouldn't it be great? Every once in a while, can we ponder and say, wouldn't it be awesome if, right? And instead of being a snowflake and melting at the offensive nature of this show, calling people out who, even if they mean well, are harming us, like the people in the FDA. Because I'm not here to say that every bureaucrat at the FDA is evil. That's not what I'm saying. Any more than I'm saying every doctor that goes out and does his or her job is evil. They're trained in a certain way, but I do believe they have an obligation and a responsibility to step outside their box when they figure out what they're doing is wrong. And this isn't even to excuse the wrong that they're doing in ignorance, because we all have to pay for it on some level, even if it's in the afterlife. But this is, and by the way, the afterlife is life too. It's just a different kind of life than when we have our physical body. But what about when we're here? Do we really need to rely upon a centralized bureaucracy to tell us what healthy means as it relates to food? That's the questions we start here. And Super D, I know you have some opinions about this as well, but how long did it take them to define the word natural, the term natural? Or have they even done that yet?
No, I think they finally did it. And if it is the word natural that I'm thinking of, it took them like 10 years to finally get around to coming up with an official definition of natural.
Really? But see, I haven't seen that enforced in any way, where that if you put natural on a label, that it actually has a definition in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act or anything that's derived from it. So maybe they have, but I haven't seen it implemented. So the
it
word
may not
natural
have been enforced. I think they finally came up with the definition. Now it's going to take another 30 years to enforce it.
Right, to put the rules in place, to promulgate them. That's a good word, promulgate. All right, let's see. The FDA is issuing guidance concerning the use of the term healthy in the labeling of human food products. I almost don't like when they say human food products.
Human
because
food.
It indicates to me that the humans are the food, right? They're coming out with what's
Soylent
healthy
Green.
About Soylent Green. Like, we're going to tell you what's healthy and what's not. So far as of February 22nd, a few days ago, the FDA has received more than 850 comments during the comment period, which closes April 26th, I think when we're going to be out at the Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego, the week following the Total Health Conference in Canada, in Toronto, which is going to be awesome. And by the way, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to get you this as soon as I confirm the date and time, but Simply Natural, the health food store in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Richard Pearl is hosting an event. We're going to do some live radio probably and an event in the next couple of weeks, but I'll tell you where for all of our listeners in South Florida. We got that going on. Very excited to be visiting a place where I used to hang out for a few years. So that's going to be cool. So, all right, now let's get into this, the term healthy, right? What is healthy? Because I think that term is also lacking in definition that makes any sense at all because, you know, you could buy a health bar, right, and look in it and go, dude, there's MSG in that bar. There's genetically modified organisms in that bar. And they'll still say, well, it's healthy because, well, it's low in fat. Remember that? It's low in fat. We determined it's healthy. Could be loaded with sugar, but there's no fat, so it's healthy. So this is the kind of dunderheaded dictionary deficiency we're dealing with at the FDA.
Okay.
So what do you think? Do we need the FDA to define this for us?
Do you need it? No. Do I need it? No. Do the listeners of this show need it? Doubtful.
No, I don't think so, yeah.
But listen, there are people out there that are, they're just lemmings. They're programmed, and everything that the government says is true is true, and if they say it's not, blah, blah, blah. And so, listen, I'm going to say that not everything the FDA does is bad. Okay.
They do a lot.
We got to be fair. They do some good things. Okay.
Fairness, right?
And there are people out there
that
are using the term healthy because they know if they slap the word on the package that somebody who's just not smart enough to read or comprehend the ingredients on the back of the package are just going to go, oh, look, it has a picture of a chicken in a barn on it. That means it's healthy. I'm going to buy it and eat it. So it is being abused.
But why aren't they smart enough to know that it's not healthy? I mean, is it
because they don't listen to this show? You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, that's true. But
they don't read natural news. They, look, for whatever reason, their family brought them up that way.
Right.
They've been just brainwashed.
And my point here to take it to that other brainwashing level is that we're talking about in public schools, indoctrination centers, that the government itself, if I can call it an entity, and the people that support it have invested in a system that has dumbed the people down to a level that they can't determine what is healthy without a government edict. And that's problematic. I mean, I acknowledge what you're saying, Super Don. I do. I get it because, you know, I didn't know a lot of this stuff growing up. And if the government said it...
Let me just say this. I can put it in a nutshell.
Okay.
The bar that the FDA would take this to... as far as what they consider to be healthy, is definitely not as high as the bar that you and I would put it at. But it is definitely a bar that would be higher than if they didn't crack down on some of the criminals out there that are out there pushing obviously bad stuff and just using healthy as a way to try and make money.
Right. I guess I have a harder time giving them any leeway here simply because...
I know you do.
Well, but you know why. It's because...
That's why I'm here.
Yes, but this is the agency responsible for ensuring a safe drug supply, yet the drugs are killing 106,000 to 784,000 Americans every year. So, to me, they don't have a lot of credibility to do what they're claiming to try
them,
and do.
I give them no quarter. But okay. I do recognize that there are people out there that literally need somebody to smack them upside the head with something in order to get them not to eat the melamine rubber shoe material.
All right. Well, let's see if one of those are on the 15 not-so-healthy eating habits to avoid, including those that are approved by the FDA. Let's see how many we get through in this segment here. Number one on the list, I think we can all agree with, artificial sweeteners, whether it be aspartame, neotame, going back to the less toxic saccharin, even though it's not great. The reality is I think we don't have to say a lot about artificial sweeteners. Interesting here, number two on the list is binge exercising. We've talked a little bit about this, how I'm not a big fan of people that exercise themselves to death, right? I know there are, long-distance marathon runners, that kind of things, and if they know what to do to repair their body, because their body is in a consistent state of breakdown, perhaps they can survive it. But if they don't, there have been people that have died because they've just become minerally imbalanced. They've just abused and used their body well beyond its limits. So you have to, if you're going to do that, and I'm not saying you can't, but the idea of binge exercising might not be a great idea. You know, it's just like anything. You build up to it, to what you can maintain, and we found that it isn't necessary to kill yourself to be healthy, right? Which is kind of funny to say that, but it is necessary. Number three on the list, this is one of my favorite ones, low-fat foods. And this gets into the definition of FDA and healthy, because FDA has said for decades now, low-fat's the way to go. If it's low-fat, you can stick your label on it and call it healthy. No. Low-fats mean chemical squat storm. And I said that lightly and politely because I don't want to be pulled off by the FCC. The whole attack on fats that the government has been engaged in, along with wrong information, guess what? Put out by the corporations conducting studies that they fund in order to promote their products that have chemical crap storms in it, because they've taken out all the fat, all the yummy stuff that was actually good for you. And then they add the artificial sweeteners or the refined carbohydrates in this regard. So there are three right there on the list that are, I think we're on with, we're pretty good with. Number four on the list, there's some controversy. And we're going to start it. We're going to carry this because there's a number of them before we get to the break. We're going to carry this because there's 15 of them. I want to go through a few more before we move on to the next subject. But number four is skipping meals. And this one, they're saying, is a not-so-healthy eating habit that you should avoid. And I'm going to take some issue with it. Concept of skipping meals. I know it can be done differently, and we're going to parse those differences so we can show you how it's not always so easy to just say skipping meals is bad, because sometimes it can be good. So we'll talk about that and more. There is a magnesium study we're going to talk about, as well as a comment of the day from Mary about the courts and vaccines and other stuff. Lots of cool things to go. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. Archives available at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, back at it. 15 not-so-healthy habits that may be hard to get rid of, and it's a good article for the most part, I have to say. And again, some of these things, as we talk about, are approved by the FDA. We just hit number one, being artificial sweeteners, two, binge exercising, three, low-fat foods, number four, skipping meals. Now, you know, it's very difficult to skip meals when you're deficient in chromium. They don't talk about that at all here. And the fact that it actually is good, this concept of what I call intermittent fasting, the ability to go without a meal occasionally, or even a whole day, is a very profound leap in your health capacity or ability. And I couldn't do it because I was hypoglycemic, you know. And when I started my recovery all those years ago when I was 24, man, oh, man, I could hardly go an hour or two without eating something. I would get hypoglycemic. And if you're hypoglycemic, your blood sugar kind of goes down, and you're hungry. You're lacking energy. You're higher brain function. You're starving, so you get punchy, right? Some people even get violent because your animal brain will take over. And it's not that I'm saying, well, you just got to stop eating at that point. No, because you don't have the minerals present in your system to be able to do that. So we have to rebuild your mineral stores. That's why, you know, I went on organic whole foods, mineralized my body. I wasn't as directed and targeted when I first started as I know now to do, for instance, the whole food GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. But suddenly, you know, as I rebuilt my system, I could go, you know, on a typical day, I go to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm hungry, right? Oh, you skip breakfast. You can't skip breakfast. That's the most important meal of the day. You know what? I think my body cells are smarter than you, whoever you are.
Wilford Brimley wants to have a word with you.
It's the right thing to do, right? No, my cells know what the right thing to do is. Now, there are times I will get up and I feel like, I want to eat. But the point is, to be able to fast intermittently is a profound leap in your ability to utilize energy. And it's an important thing. So skipping meals is not a bad thing. But if, where I will agree with this article, if skipping meals means you're going to grab donuts, you know, Twinkies and Ho-Hos, that kind of thing, refined carbs to get the energy back up, you're going to facilitate a downward spiral from there, maybe even into type 2 diabetes. So it's a nuanced parsing of that number four. Number five, cheat weekends. The idea that, well, I ate well all week, now I'm going to indulge all weekend. It's like the binge drinkers. Not really a good thing to do. Do I have to explain why? Can we move on from that, or do we need to go to the cheat weekend thing? I'll tell you what, Super Don, if you do a cheat weekend, then you have to do a cheat coffee enema to recover. That'll keep you on the straight and narrow.
Can I cheat?
Well, no, unless you want to do a coffee enema.
Well, if it's a cheat coffee enema, that means I can cheat, right?
All right, you got me there.
I'll just say I did one.
Damn linguistics. All right, number six, eating and multitasking. I guess, you know, you're not paying attention to what you're eating. You know, the idea of enjoying a meal, chewing, taking the time. And, yeah, okay, that's a good thing. I mean, eating on the run, not a great idea for full-on digestion. And then there are nine other well-known healthy or bad habits, they say, that are still problematic. We'll go through this really quick because they're just bullet points. Adding salt to your food, getting more than you need. Now, I will say this to nuance this. If your salt is not real salt or Celtic sea salt or mineral salt, it's not really good for you. It's refined sodium chloride, just like refined sugar. Not good because they removed all the minerals. So make sure if you're going to add salt, make it a comprehensive array of the minerals that are naturally there. Upsizing your meals. That's like supersizing. We don't need to say about that. Just see the movie Supersize Me. Third one, controversial. Sitting all the time. I don't think that's controversial. If you literally sit all the time, you don't have a long life ahead of you. But movement, important. Too much sugar consumption, again, leading to hypoglycemia, type 2 diabetes, deficiency in chromium. Smoking, excess alcohol, those are no-brainers. Leaving anxiety, depression, and overall stress unaddressed. This is our CBD, number six for CBD on this list. Go look at yourself. That may not be all you need to do, because if there's something gnawing at you, even if you take the CBD, you might have to deal with it. So talk therapy, talking to somebody that you trust, that you can talk to. This, number seven, one of my favorite, dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration, not enough water. Go to robertswater.com and download the ebook, the free ebook, and learn about all the benefits of water that's infused with molecular hydrogen. Because it said even infused, and you told me it was infused with carrots and celery or something.
Yeah, people know. Infuse their water with melon and vegetables.
Cucumbers, right?
Yeah.
I won't eat them, but I will drink a cucumber-infused water. But I like pickles. I like them when they're pickled. Get enough sleep, especially you moms out there, and don't neglect the oral hygiene, particularly flossing, you teenagers. All right, folks, we got a story about magnesium, a double-blind placebo-controlled study. Maybe, maybe not. But there's a comment of the day that's very inspiring we're going to get to as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, good news, natural news, is once again found in the Google search engine, but we still encourage you to utilize these alternate search engines, whether it be Good Gopher or DuckDuckGo or the other things. Bing was still carrying it. They didn't do it. But apparently Amazon went down today, interestingly enough. The servers went down. I have no idea what happened there. But, I don't know, Turnabout, Anonymous, who knows what's going on? Because I'm totally a dunderhead when it comes to cyber stuff. You know, I'm definitely not that guy, right? There are people that are that guy that understand that, and that gal, too, that understand.
I would caution people to always understand that legitimately there is another option that could be possible, which is somebody sneezed on the motherboard of the computer and it just...
you know what?
Somebody spilled their Coke on it or something.
And I would grant you that, although the timing is... interesting. That's what I'll say.
The coincidence does happen. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying.
But we're
don't
not
immediately
like,
run to that.
We're not like doctors who follow like lemmings, the CDC, that say, you know, after every vaccination, when all of these things happen, oh, it's just a coincidence, right? That too. So it's like you keep an open mind and you go, these are possibilities. I'm not an expert there. We'll report on them if we know details on them. Anyway, we're warming up for the Trump address to the joint sessions of Congress.
I was just reading about that. I had no idea. That's how unplugged I was today, was I didn't even realize he was doing that.
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. They call it the State of the Union his second year. The first time they do it, it's just addressing a joint session of Congress. So we'll see who doesn't show up. Because of protesting, right? The snowflake Democrats, right? Yeah. But it's, like I said, I kind of did some what-if games. Wouldn't it be great if, right? What do you want to hear Trump say? I mean, wouldn't it be great if he said, yep, we're disbanding the FDA. I put Tom Price as the head of HHS, and we're going to turn it back over to the states, and we're going to have freedom of speech come back in and real competition for health care. And that includes dietary supplement manufacturers. That would be awesome.
Then you woke up. Yes.
Yeah, then I woke up. But yeah, it was probably a lack of magnesium. I had restless leg syndrome.
Uh-huh.
One of your things. You used to have restless body syndrome, remember, till we got you on Activision
and
Ease Magnesium, right? Well, here's a story about magnesium, and it says, ooh, it might not ease nighttime leg cramps like you said, Robert Scott Bell, right? This reminds me of that USA Today report that said, silver nanoparticles actually damage the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. And I'm like, wait a second, something fishy about that, right? And come to find out in that report that the USA Today reported on, neglected to tell the reader that the epithelial cells that were damaged happened to be epithelial cancer cells, right? So that's the kind of way the news works when you go to the mainstream as your source of news. They will leave out half of the facts, which makes it a total lie. So what's happening here? So they acknowledge that a lot of people are using magnesium. I don't know if this is an advertisement. What's the restless leg syndrome drug that they have?
It's
not
what
Eulora.
Was that called?
We talked about Eulora.
Doggone it. It was, doggone it. I should know this. Hold on.
Reset your leg. I don't know. But anyway, the researchers randomly selected 94 people. If you come up with it, you'll let me know. With nocturnal leg cramps, and they took either magnesium. Here's your clue. Magnesium oxide tablets or similar-looking pills without any active ingredient for 4 weeks. So they had a placebo pill and a magnesium oxide tablet. And at the end of the treatment, they asked them, hey, how's it going with the severity and duration of your leg cramps? And they said, we couldn't find any meaningful difference with the quality of their life, the quality of their sleep. So you know what that means. Magnesium doesn't work. And in fact, if somebody has restless leg syndrome, you should just give them a placebo pill. But seriously, that's their conclusion. I mean, who needs magnesium? Wait a second. Step back from this for a moment and say, what form of magnesium do you give? And how much did you give? Right? Did anybody report any diarrhea during that time frame in this 2 weeks? 8 weeks, how long was this report? No, I don't think they reported any diarrhea. What does that tell you? If they were even absorbing any of this magnesium, they certainly weren't taking any significant quantity, and perhaps the form itself was not optimal. What else was it bound in, right? The form matters. Is it a whole food, or is it just we dug this out of the ground, it was a rock, we ground it up, and we put it in a tablet? Oh, yeah, look, magnesium oxide. How efficient would that be in terms of absorption and utilization? Hello? McFly, is anybody home? They must have hired somebody from the FDA to define this study. So when we look at the real magnesium, the forms, there are many different forms of magnesium that you can take. And you can take to bowel tolerance. That is, you take enough that you start getting a loose stool, you know you've taken enough. And then you start backing off from there. And you know you're going to be absorbing some of it. Hopefully you've got different forms as well, or ideally a whole food form if you're ingesting it. But what we do here, of course, is the Ease Magnesium topically. Nano-sized magnesium that absorbs through the skin into the system, and that is another way that your body can utilize and utilize it efficiently and not go to bowel tolerance so you don't have any diarrhea in that regard. And this Ease Magnesium is so cool because it doesn't cause dry, itchy, scaliness after it, you know, absorbs. It's a very unique form of magnesium. So, Super D, did you find the name of that drug that they said for restless leg syndrome?
The one that I recall, there's three of them out there that are the most popular. The one that I remember the commercials for was called Requip. Remember that?
I do. That wasn't the one Requip, I was thinking about, though.
But there's also Mirapex, which I've also seen commercials for.
Yeah. Do you suffer from restless leg syndrome? Well, that could be the other side of this. It's like, well, since the magnesium pills don't work, you want to do a placebo, fine. But we got this drug over here. But again, this is important. When you analyze a study, you have to check out the study design. You also need to know the form of the substance or substances that they're testing. And it's not surprising that they used magnesium oxide and go, well, it didn't work. Take a placebo. Numbnuts. Anyway, how's your restless body syndrome? You're doing fine on the Ease Magnesium,
right? I'm doing good. You know, the thing is, I can always tell when my magnesium level is getting lower than it should because it starts to, it starts with the toe, then goes to the foot, it goes to the knee, you know.
Yeah.
But, it's I don't do what I used to do, which was crazy. I mean, literally, it was leg, restless arm, restless neck, restless whatever. I mean, everything was just, I was breakdancing in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's no good. We had a restless listener if we don't get to their comment of the day.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, second comment of the day comes from Mary. Mary says, hello, I went to court without a lawyer. Oh, wait, what? This one's not starting out so good. Well, she says, as I couldn't find a lawyer who would support me against meds and vaccines and for diet issues, and I also don't have much money to spend for a lawyer, as my case is too complicated with lots of behavior data and graphs. Now, granted, we're not the lawyer show, so this is really getting interesting to me, this comment from Mary. But the social worker I met there told me she already knew about the problems with vaccines and meds.
Wow.
Has God saved me? See, I think I remember Mary talking about, what do I do? I don't know if this was a divorce case, a child custody case. I apologize. But there were, you know, we're concerned about these cases where the courts and the lawyers, they side with modern medicine, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And so she went in and she's like, I got to do it my own way, apparently. And she said, God saved me. Thank you for your show. More and more people need to get to know about these corruptive practices. Okay, so evidently we've helped her to learn about some of these things that has changed her life. So the social worker did not order her to have a psychological evaluation, even though her husband, along with his lawyer, asked for it. I refuted the psychiatrist's report, which states the mother is delusional, with two other documents, of which the psychiatrist mentioned in his report that I was not able to understand them, and they were from two different providers. In fact, those reports are from a doctor and her nurse, the same provider, and refers to the same incident, which the psychiatrist didn't understand as he didn't take the time to read them carefully. You know, this is an interesting comment of the day, Super D. I'm just like navigating this and going, whoa, we're getting into some deep legal territory here, but I'm getting the sense that she has like got a posture and not backing down and taking care to defend herself in a very difficult situation here with whatever they're accusing her of. You know, if she wanted to go organic and clean and not vaccinate and not take psychiatric drugs. So she got interrogatories from her husband's lawyer asking her why she opposes vaccines and Miralax, a laxative, as well as other behavior medicines. And she sees this is someone really looking on the bright side, because Mary says, I see this as a chance to explain these things to others. I'm happy because my husband's attorney is known in the community for his honesty and is very involved in the community. If I get him to understand some truth, I feel great. Thank you again for your show. When truth gets out, it helps people like me.
Aw, that's cool.
Yeah. Mary, you know, this is one of the more interesting comments of the day. I mean, we get great comments of the day, but, you know, she's taking what she's hearing on the show and changing her life, and it looks like, you know, standing stronger and being willing to stand up to bullies and bad guys, or even if the bad guys are not really bad guys, they just don't know, that she's finding a way to communicate it and stand up for herself and defend herself. And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying I'm advising you to go into court without a lawyer, but I also recognize that if you get a lawyer, it's a declaration of incompetence to the court, that I would rather have you challenge the jurisdiction of the court. But if this is like, for instance, a marriage and divorce issue, if you got married via a license, the government is a party to that marriage. Therefore, you're going to have to enter their jurisdiction to get out of it. And so you're going to have to navigate very dangerous terrain, but it sounds like Mary's doing it. And by the grace of God and the knowledge that she's gotten, standing up and doing great work there. And we you know, wish you and pray for you all the best, Mary, in this outcome. You know, I'm sure we're only touching the surface on what you've told us, but I'm encouraged by hearing that you're more confident in going out there with this kind of information.
So, you know, what surprised me in this story is the fact that she said the social worker that she met there.
Yes.
Apparently already knew about the problems with vaccines and meds.
Yeah.
You know how more rare people than ever. That is?
It's not rare anymore. Super D, it is not rare.
Really?
I'm telling you, my wife took some of the kids from the school out today to these thrift stores. They had to buy a chair to paint for a fundraiser. And the lady that she met that ran the thrift store knows all about vaccine injury. She's got a 20-year-old vaccine-injured daughter that she's tried to her level best to recover. So more and more people, you'll be surprised if you bring it up. They're either going to know.
That's a heck of a trend, especially for social workers, because they're usually beholden to the government.
True. But even the social workers, even the congressmen, right, even the doctors are now having it hit very close to home. All right, let's go close to Texas and find out what the state food should be, the official state food of Texas, when we come back from this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Bell Show.
If you're not sure where to get the magnesium, these magnesium from Activation Products, just go to robertscottbell.com, go into the show notes, scroll down, you'll find a banner, click it, you'll use the code RSB15, you'll get 15% off. How cool is that? Awesome, cool. Also, if you click the hyperlink text about Natural News Store, the Health Ranger Store, you can get stuff from there as well and get a little thank you from the Robert Scott Bell Show, too. So thank you for that. And Super D, our listeners have been falling down on the job. Not Mary and not Mark D, but they haven't been challenging you to come up with new theme songs. So,
oh, I smoked everybody. That's
you
right
did. There. I think they're intimidated by you. So I kind of on the break, I threw one out at you. I said, I want a Barry Manilow song to be a theme song for something. I don't know what yet, but I even told you the song.
Yeah, so, and I should probably be ashamed because you're like, didn't he do this song called This One's for You?
This One's for You, yeah.
And I looked it up, and then I played it, and all of a sudden I was taken back to my teenager years.
And you're singing all the words, and you know it. I was like,
I do know the words, yeah.
So I made it public, a challenge to turn This One's for You into a theme song for what? I don't know yet.
All right.
I know.
That's not a challenge.
Well, it is.
Because I'm not making the theme for something specific. I'm just taking a song and cutting a piece out.
Copping out on me. I'm giving you a challenge. I don't know what the challenge is.
I'll do it. That's fine.
Well, you know, it might be something like a listener request, and then we play This One's for You. I don't know. I just don't know. I just threw it out there for you.
Well, you know what we don't have?
What do we not have?
We don't have a taco theme, and I should have done something about that. But
darn it!
We don't.
But no, listen. If you ate a taco right now, you would not do well. I know you're not on top of the game today. So we're going to go to Texas, and there's a taco journalist. I didn't know there was such a thing called a taco journalist, but apparently in Texas there are journalists dedicated to tacos. There's so much taco stuff happening in Texas that he's actually petitioning the state to make it the official state food.
That's right.
Have you ever had
tacos in Texas?
Tacos in Texas.
There we go.
No, I don't believe I have.
Dude, they are so good. They've got areas. You know, in Austin, for example.
Soft tacos or hard shell tacos, or does it matter?
You can get both, but they've got the taco trucks out there.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely fantastic tacos you've ever eaten in your life. So
yeah.
I would say this guy has a good chance of doing this. Now, interesting little piece of trivia. Do you know currently what the official food of Texas is?
Tamales?
No.
No? I don't know. Chili. Oh, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah, chili. That makes real good sense. I do. But, yeah, why can't they make them chili tacos?
Chili tacos?
Why not? It's a little messy. I agree. The last time I had soft tacos was at Art Thomas Deluxe. You know, our friend Richard Thomas.
Oh, right.
They have fish tacos. Soft tacos were really good. And I remember years ago when I was out hanging out with John Rappaport, I think I got some organic tacos at a restaurant in San Diego somewhere, which was really good, too.
Good stuff. Yeah, all right, so we only got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah.
How would you like the bizarre headline of the day?
Okay. Is this also from Texas?
Ironically, this is in Texas, so we got a Texas two-step going on today.
Okay, all right.
This is an actual headline. There was arrest made in Houston.
Oh, somebody got arrested. Okay.
Headline. Houston woman arrested after two-year-old found licking bong.
What? A two-year-old what? A dog or a human?
No, a two-year-old boy. Now, apparently this woman here, maybe she was on her way to get some tacos. I don't know. decided to take her two-year-old along in the car with her and for some reason decided to take the bong in the car as well. So she's... leaves the car for a few minutes, and people look over, and here's this two-year-old. Why, I don't know, but was
licking a bong.
Listen, two-year-olds put everything in their mouth, right?
That's true.
Nothing unusual about that.
Don't know if it was a pattern of behavior, but obviously the idea of leaving a bong out for a two-year-old to lick, probably not good.
In Texas,
especially, it's not going to be good. Hey, you know, this would be the perfect time to play. This one's for you. I don't know why, but, you know, whatever, when somebody does something so absurd, like that, two-year-old licking your bong. All right, this one's for you. And, of course, it was, what, a bong to smoke weed, correct?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes,
you know, reach out to Master Bong. He wasn't involved in this at all, was he?
All right, here's Barry for you.
All right, you got some?
For you, wherever you are.
All right, there's a little teaser. Little teaser.
There we go, little teaser, little Barry Manilow making Super Don feel a little better, right? A little lighter in the loafers. Wait, is that... No, I didn't mean to say that.
Hey, that's a Barry Manilow joke. That wasn't fair.
But that, then again, you did say you would breastfeed. So there. It's been a weird day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But overall, I think a good show. I hope you all agree. If not, give us a call, let us know, or go to robertscottbell.com. In the meantime, back to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger tomorrow, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.